Welcome to the Masterpiece Article Review. The article we are reviewing is The Philosophy of Christian Narrative. Fisher's theory concluded that all types of effective communication that would produce meaningful human engagements are best presented as stories influenced by culture, character, and history. Walter Fisher was a 20th century communication scholar who theorized that significant communication can be defined as storytelling, and that human beings experience and comprehend life as a series of ongoing narratives. The fidelity and coherence of narrative paradigm have been proved authentic in different realms of human activities, such as politics, media, branding, and composition, where it is used prolifically. Narrative is a basic human strategy for coming to terms with fundamental elements of our experience, such as time, process, and change. That is a quote from the Narrative Project, Ohio State University. Perhaps for one or all these reasons, Jesus' teachings were mostly presented through stories to illustrate the necessity that Christians must be consistent and never quit. Jesus narrated a story in Luke 18, verse 2 to 8. He said, "There was once a judge in some city who never gave God a thought and cared nothing for people. A widow in that city kept after him, 'My rights are being violated, protect me.' He never gave her the time of day. But after this went on and on, he said to himself, 'I care nothing what God thinks, even less what people think. But because this widow won't quit badgering me, I better do something and see that she gets justice. Otherwise, I'm going to end up beating black and blue by a pounding.' Then the master said, 'Do you hear what that judge, corrupt as he is saying? So what makes you think that God won't step in and work justice for his chosen people who continue to cry out for help? Won't he stick up for them? I assure you he will. He will not drag his feet. But how much of that kind of persistent faith will the Son of Man find on earth when he returns?" Christian narrative is structured to convey the character, culture, and the history of the kingdom of God. It is meant to spread the fidelity and coherence of God when Christians believe and depend on it. The Word of God is the foundation of Christian narrative. The Word of God is the language of the kingdom of God, and language is the most important component of a culture. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. "And take the armament of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." The Word of God is an offensive weapon more powerful than any weapon of mass destruction, than any weapon of mass deception. The Word of God, coming out of a recreated human spirit through his mouth or a mouth, is divinely powerful for the demolition of fortresses and smashing human logics and demonic arguments. Psalm 18 verse 30 says, "As for God, his way is blameless. The Word of God is tested. It is perfect. It is faultless. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him." The Word is all powerful. We can make the Word work for us if we would apply the principles in the story of the persistent widow. She repeatedly demanded justice. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God, Romans 10:17. Repeated use of the Word of God is necessary for reinforcement, and reinforcement is essential for retention. Consistent use of Christian narrative increases our believability, the way a repeated broadcast of a commercial narrative influences consumers' behavior. Let us never quit letting out God's words from our mouth, because they are full of the Spirit and life. Now, let's review this article. This article is emphasizing the culture of the kingdom of God versus the culture of the world. You know that the major component of a culture is language, and language is constructed mainly with words. So this article is focusing our attention to what Christian narrative must be. Christian narrative cannot be worldly narrative. If Christian narrative is structured on the word of the world, it produces worldly values. However, if Christian narrative is structured on the word of God, it produces godly value. And this is so important in our day-to-day activity and day-to-day walk with God. Paul said, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The second part of that verse is what we want to focus on. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So that means that the word of God is a weapon. It can be a battle weapon, offensive weapon. It can be a weapon that slays the enemy. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. That means that the blood of the Lamb is a weapon that can fight for us, as well as the word of God. The word of God is a weapon that can fight for us. The word of our testimony can fight for us. However, the word of our testimony can also fight against us. So we need to choose the words and construct our narrative with the word that can fight for us, not the one that can fight against us. For a Christian, the word of the world will fight against a Christian. But the word of our testimony, which is the word of God, can fight for us. That is how the word is a sword in the mouth of a recreated human spirit. This is a review of an article of the Master's Beast Ministries International. God bless you.